Yes, hello everyone, Richard Lewis here, and I'm with Sam. We've decided, since we broke the Phantom Lord story on this channel, we've had a lot of people very interested in the channel. The channel's had unprecedented growth. It's getting close to doubling in size since we broke that story, so it's ridiculous. We've had 27,000 subscribers or something additionally since we broke it. And obviously with that sort of attention comes a lot of messages, Sam. We've had a lot of messages on the channel, sometimes sent privately, sometimes sent to the spam filter where they belong. And we've gone through them all. We want to present some of the best ones, you know, for you guys, because, you know, we care about your opinions and we think it's important that we respect those opinions. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what this video is going to be doing.
Yeah. So let's have a look. I mean, I like this one straight off the bat from, again, I won't read the names. I think people can see the names. But this was a good one. Fuck off, you fuck boy. Everybody can edit shit and then use it to destroy someone. How easy is to edit a photo, though? Get the fuck out. So, obviously, haven't edited anything. Didn't have a photo either.
Are a fuckboy though.
I'm a man. Well, what is a fuckboy, by the way?
A fuck, Jesus, like I'm talking to a dad. Fuckboy is like no, like mad, creepy, over the top, everything sexual when you talk to a guy.
Really?
Yeah, fuckboy. Like everything's that's what to a do fuck with fucking is. Yeah, you're a fuckboy.
Legit?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
I think so. No, you make you dad that was I'm pretty sure that's what it means.
Well, that's what if it isn't? Urban Dictionary should clear this up.
It is. I'm sure. I'm positive.
Right, I'm gonna go to Urban Dictionary now. Usually, I trust you on these matters, but let's just have a look. This is important to know, I think, for the context of the discussion. So, I'm searching for fuckboy. No, there you go. See, it says here a person who is a weak ass pussy that ain't about shit.
Yeah, I don't think that's the official definition.
It must be. Well, I think your definition's weird and creepy and
innocuous. People will tell us, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means. That's what I've seen.
Is that staying in?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, it's staying in. Just a quote. I mean, a person who is a weak ass pussy. I don't know if that does apply to me or not, but I don't see what it would have to do with the video, with the Phantom Lord story either.
Weak ass so. Pussy fuck boy.
It's a true story. Next up, Richard Lewis, you are just a piece of shit.
I know we said we're gonna do this, but check on. TJ Garces spinning decks and wrecking bitches. Yeah. You're just a piece of shit.
I have found that anyone, it's a general rule that anyone who has the term DJ at the start of the name is generally a cunt. So it seems to be a bit of a rule in life, doesn't it? You know, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, have you ever met anyone like DJ something that's like not a cunt?
Well, when I was in school, right? Thing is, this guy might have lasted so long, he might have even been in your lifetime. This guy called DJ Sterling, right? And he used to do every school disco, right? But he was so into it, he was ready, like every time, just straight ready. So he's at like Tomorrowland or something.
He's a DJ and he goes to schools.
Yeah, he does school discos, like primary school discos, right? And every time, right, he'd get so into it, he'd be like fucking mashing it. I was like, yeah, loving it. And what then he'd walk to the dance floor, right? And he'd with his hands, he'd like spread everyone out. He's like, move, create a hole in the middle of the dance floor. And then just start doing flips through it. Just like, he just gets so, he's like, I'm fucking ready, everyone move.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I'm serious. DJ Sterling's a Port Talbot legend, mate. I know there's some people from Port Talbot watches. Tell the world of DJ Sterling.
Nah, I never had a DJ Sterling experience, mate.
I don't think he's that old.
Generationally, I must have missed it. But yeah, it sounds creepy as fuck, though.
No, he wasn't.
You could say he's a fuckboy, mate.
He's just ready, mate.
He's just into dancing in front of children. He loves that. He's whipped up into a friend.
Coolest cunt ever.
All right, you say so. This one, you ruined two things of my life, Phantom Lord and I by Power. This guy's fucking really unlucky, mate.
Extreme game.
Yeah, he just did it.
Didn't even read it the first time. Extreme gamer.
I didn't know it's that either.
For Phoenix Extreme.
No, but you can see he's obviously an extreme gamer if he loves Phantom Lord and I by Power, right? I mean,
you have ruined two things of my life. What are the rest of the things?
I know, yeah. What if like he's got thousands of things? Like two things isn't that much, is it? You know, it's like, I don't know, if you stole 2 of my pounds from my bank balance, if I only had two pounds,
of my things,
that would be a big deal. Like, but if I had lots of pounds, 2 pounds not that big a deal, really. So, but I do feel sorry for him. Hope he's okay. AK-47 Gaming, always good, right? He's rich anyway. You better watch your own ass. You guys dramatize popular people's stories to get likes too. So, what's good? What's happening? Good. Cool. I mean, I like how it starts out real hostile, but then it just gets like really nice and jovial. Like, towards the end, hey, what's going on? He's just fucking chilling, isn't he, man? Yeah, no.
It's cool.
It's like, yeah, he just got sore. He got halfway through the fucking comment. I thought, I can't even be bothered to be aggro. May as well just be nice. What's good? What's happening, man? What's happening?
I know. He just went full South Wales as well.
Yeah.
What's happening, bud?
What's happening, bud? You want to go down?
What's good, bud? Four wins?
Four wins, bud? Gonna go steal some fucking mackerel from the fish pot.
Sell us.
Ever happened?
Sell them for pints.
Richard Lewis, snitches get stitches. That's a good piece of advice. It generally applies in prison. generally applies in prison, which I certainly hope I'm not going to be going to anytime soon. So yeah, but if I do, I'll definitely remember it. I ain't no snitch, just like Harambe.
Harambe, mate, died a true G.
Died a true G, didn't snitch.
His last words, apparently, after he got shot, is like, "Harambe, what you keep shite? I ain't telling no one.
I ain't telling no one. Fuck you."
That was
Stay
it.
True to the game, mate.
Stay real.
Game of the game of being a zoo bound gorilla. Pie Bear. Hey, Richard, glad to see you are doing well for yourself. I like you because at EpicLan about 8 years ago, I think you met you. You didn't know who I was when I said Pie Bear, but you pretended to and said, good to see some of the old names here. Haha, nice vid. And I actually did remember who he is because Pie Bear actually looks like the guy, you know, the one who gets punched in the face and says, yeah. I can't believe
fuck. Can't believe you've done this.
He looked like him. And it always stayed with me, that memory from 8 years ago. And he's like, I have had a haircut, but I did indeed. So there you go. Richard Lewis never forgets a fan. It's true.
Especially a Pie Bear, mate.
Yeah. No, you know, it's not like I got a team of researchers digging for, who the fuck's this Pie Bear cunt? It's not a trick. I genuinely remember that. And for those that are curious, EpicLan is a smaller LAN that we have in the UK that I used to go to and drink and play Cards Against Humanity while incredibly drunk.
I was going to say you didn't play nothing, mate.
Not games. This one. I'm happy you're doing this, but couldn't we just left Phantom in peace? He was entertaining anyways. And I found that, you know, like if you're entertaining, you should get a free pass on anything, really.
Yeah, you can't get it both ways. I'm happy you're doing this, but should have left in peace. Can't do both, mate.
What do you want? You know, I just feel like, you know, this guy's really confused. And I agree. I think Phantom Lord is entertaining, or was when he was on Twitch. I mean, I presume he still is entertaining, you know. But
not quite as chipper anymore, man.
Yeah, perhaps not. So, this one, Richard, sort your fucking life out for fuck's sake! You are ruining other people's lives for no fucking reason. No reason.
No reason.
Definitely no reason.
No reason.
What else we got here? I thought this was interesting. I understand the frustration and compassion, but if I would leave a suggestion or a challenge for your next video, it would be to maybe curse less. It doesn't seem as professional, and a result of that could be that you wouldn't be taken seriously. However, besides that, I really do enjoy this video. I found your channel through doing research on the whole CSGO shuffle, and I've watched your newest videos about the whole CS drama, so yeah, this will probably go into obscurity and be ignored. How wrong you were, but just wanted to say my two cents. So I got the flippant viewpoint here, Sam, is like, you know, I just fuck off. Yeah, it is just fuck off, isn't it? I mean, that's the thing there.
I like how he framed it like as a quest, though, as if he's trying to entice you in. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I have a challenge.
Like, you ever hear me dropping an F-bomb or anything when I'm on TBS? Obviously not. You know, that's being professional. This is my YouTube channel. The work should speak for itself. I'm not really interested in, like, self-censoring on my YouTube channel. It seems a bit silly to operate like that. And I've never got this, and maybe you can explain it to me. I don't understand why do we still have a problem with fuck and shit and cunt and piss? Like, they're just words, and they're pretty good words.
Yeah, they're among descriptive words.
Yeah, they're among some of my favorite words. You know, like, since I moved to America, I found out, like, you know, people are a bit sensitive about the whole cunt thing.
Yeah, I miss cunt. I haven't been able to say it much.
I know you miss cunt.
Wait, no, you're right. You with me? You had it.
What's that?
I said, you're right, you with me, you had it.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know. But yeah, like, you know, you can't say cunt.
No, I can't. People get mad triggered.
Yeah, and it's always struck me as odd, you know. That's why I like that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm so much, that beloved cunt episode. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking classic. So, yeah, but just people get so mad triggered by it. Like, and of course, if you're from Australia or the UK... You know,
catch a cunt.
Yeah, you all right, cunt? Yeah, it's like bro. You remember Ziz?
Yeah, fucking brought.
Yeah, he basically divided people into two types. You were either a sad cunt or a sick cunt. it always. I mean, this is going off on a mad fucking tangent here, but like, I never got the whole fucking Ziz adoration thing.
No, I don't even.
It's like, there's so people weird out there that legitimately say this guy was like an inspiration to their lives, you know, like, not like Martin Luther King or, you know, Mahatma Gandhi or like, just any, you know, pick a great writer, you know, like a fucking Charles Bukowski or William Shakespeare, you know, fucking Nelson Mandela, you know, like, you get a picture.
Ziz.
No, they're all good and everything. Ziz for me, though.
Did you see the one where he went to McDonald's and he put the ice cream on his head and then rubbed it on his chest and then just started dancing and said he was a sick cunt? That was pretty good, that one was. Changed my life.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a message there that we can all really, you know, sort of learn from. I mean, obviously, we can't learn many more lessons because, of course, he's dead. you know, I guess his wisdom lives on thanks to YouTube. And, you know, I often do think to myself when I'm struggling with things, I think... Come on, Richard, you're being a bit of a sad cunt here. You know, you've...
A sad cunt.
Yeah, start being a sick cunt, you know. And you know, in many ways, if we didn't have this kind of... What's the word? Like, you know, kind of a puritanical view of language. I think that's that would be a very important thing to teach kids, I think. I'd like to see that taught in schools, you know. Like, you know, when you're doing your assembly and everyone's saying the Lord's Prayer or whatever, you should just drop it in there, you know, like say to them, hey, look, you know, fucking...
Our right. Father, who art in heaven, sick cunt be thy name.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sad cunts will get done. You know, like, you gotta not be a sad cunt, little boy. What do you want to be when you want to grow up? A sick cunt? Great, great, great choice. you've made a very bold decision and an important one. So yeah, never really got that. But anyway, miss it, of course. But no, as you can probably tell by that whole bit where I probably said cunt 20 or 30 times, not really going to do that. So, sorry, mate. What else have we got?
This one's a lol. Fucking beaut.
Lol, I can't understand why you are so smug.
Oh, wait, hang on. You're on a different one than me.
Oh, mate, hang on. Let me have a look then.
Yeah, go on. Back one.
Oh, yes.
This is a beaut.
Let me just double check. Let me make sure I haven't had... He's had a skip. No, it is a beaut. It is a beaut. Sorry, mate. That's sticking in. To be honest... They did not steal money, except the rig.
So they just did that. They didn't steal money, except when they stole our money.
Yeah.
Up till then, it was sound.
You know, and that seems a very weird way of phrasing it. You know? Like, he didn't kill anyone, except their murders.
except those dead people's, like, that he caused.
Yeah, bit odd. And then he says, I don't care if they were involved. I mean, you definitely should. That would be an FTC violation if it were true. I care about the bet rigs. So I'm not really following the logic here.
I think he's having an internal argument right now.
yeah, it's like the voices in my head.
Rose and Cheshev are actually two different people. Rose and one guy, right, Cheshev's honest, it is somebody, except the rigs. But people bet and lose all the time. That's how gambling works.
Shut up, Cheshev. Get out my head. Ridiculous. Yeah, then there was this one. Lol, I can't understand why you are so smug in this. I didn't even think I was smug. I didn't think I was smug. Was I smug?
I don't think so.
He said, I'm glad he's banned, but your attitude and smugness wrecked the video. What? I definitely wasn't smug. I imagine I was quite shocked, actually.
Not lucky.
And people need to remember, obviously, at the end of the video, I was like, I hope this isn't true. And please come forward and explain it.
No, Jacko said he was smug, so fuck up.
Yeah, fuck up, mate. So have a look. Oh, this was nice, actually. This was like one guy wrote a poem. He didn't realize he wrote a poem. I'm pretty sure about that. But he did write one. And I believe the poem could be called This Is Gambling. Right?
Titled and everything.
Let's read it like a poem, right? I mean, this is what kids do these days anyway when they're like in school and they like trying to get in touch with the creative side. What they do is they just write sentences and then they like just put random spaces in and put it on a page and then they call it a poem. Well, that's not really how poetry works, but whatever. So
don't tell me how poetry works.
Yeah, stop being so smug. Right, this is gambling. If you win, be happy. If you lose, be sad. But it's not Valve's problem that you are an idiot. You don't play what you can't lose. If you accept to lose, then play. I have a friend. He lost $200. I started from $10 gambling. And now I have near $800. But you can lose or win, but you risk. Do not risk. Do not lose. Do not win. Risk, win, lose. If you don't accept this, then you should not go to gambling sites and chill. Now, I reckon...
A haiku.
I reckon you will hear that at working class funerals in place of Robbie Williams' Angels. I reckon that'll take over it. Yeah, because just that bit there is beautiful. You can lose or win, but you risk. Do not risk. Do not lose. Do not win. Risk, win, lose. It's like a profound message about life, Sam.
Yeah, definitely.
It's
all from Abe MC, mate. He holds the key we all need.
I mean, I will say, we talked about DJ in the name earlier. People with MC in the name, not as big a cunts as people with DJ in the name.
I can't tell if it's MC or like Minecraft. That's the problem with YouTube nowadays.
This is a banger, mate. You like this one. Is it just me or does he look like an egg? I believe he's talking about me, mate.
Mate, I've got a banger of a picture. Like, I ain't even going to bother edging him, but one, go through my Twitter, you'll see it. It's the one of you in London where you're, I don't even know what's happened. I think that's the point where you gave up. And your head also gave up. And your brain just started transcending from your body into the upper echelons of life. But then just put your core in, probably.
I've lost a bit of weight since then.
Head's quite. Still a sim.
Yeah. No. The thing is, like, I think a lot of the weight was stored in my head. So, this is good, actually. I'm a big fan of David Basic. Is it Basic or Basic, do you think? It's Basic, right?
Let's just call him Basic, mate.
Yeah, he is. Is nothing basic about his messages, mate. You know, faggot. Making fun... I love it when people start
good
with that.
Good start, yeah.
A good start, right? You know, faggot. Making fun of people just because you don't like them is not cool. Leave Dingle Derp alone, you sick attention whore bastard. I guess your subs have exploded lately. That is why you are doing it. Who is the real money whore now, bitch? So,
I wish people knew how much money we made from videos. Let's make this so much easier.
Let's just break this down. So, we'll ignore the faggot insult. I am a gay icon, obviously. I get that. I don't like that kind of homophobic language. So, we'll leave that there. Making fun of people just because you don't like them is not cool. I mean, I said I liked Fandom Lord. I said he was a great guy, personable. I said I didn't want any of this to be true, that it was a difficult story to report on, that I would give him an opportunity to come and explain himself and comment on the stories. And I'm not making fun of them either. I'm trying to highlight a very potentially serious problem. So not really sure what that sentence means. Leave Dingle Derp alone. I mean, first of all, you seem to be a fan, yet you don't even know that her name is Dingle Derper. Then leave her alone. I've had no interaction with her whatsoever, like at all. And then he says, you sick attention whore bastard. I don't see the connection there. Well, am I not leaving her alone to gain attention? Or am I just an attention whore in general? All right, whatever. I guess your subs have exploded lately. I hope nobody watching my videos has actually exploded. That'd be quite unfortunate.
If you didn't fucking change the shape of your head, you would have met after London. You were close. On the edge of busing and
he's having he's having a scanners. Right? But yeah, like I guess your subs have exploded lately. This is why you are doing it. Well, I did it before my subs exploded, didn't I? I mean, think about it.
That's why they exploded, yeah.
I had to do the video to make the subs explode. So that isn't why I'm doing it, because I'd already done it. Who is the real money whore now, bitch? Definitely not me. Definitely don't do it for money. Definitely don't make a lot of money doing this. Would probably be easier to not do this in general, really. So I thought David Basic was, you know, I think he let the anger kind of get the better of him there. Anyway, this was a weird one. I was a bit fucking like, I don't know, like this seemed very strange to me. Doesn't help with the English, but okay, listen, Richard, there's a red line you shouldn't cross here. What the fuck? There's a red line, not just a line. The line is fucking red. Why is the line red?
Danger, danger, line crossing.
There is a red line. All right, what if the line was blue? Now what?
Or even what? A yellow line.
Yeah, please, and
the yellow line.
Green line, you know? Think this fucker's been on the white lines, mate. There's a red line you shouldn't cross here and affect all legit traders or even bettors out there because of some shady morons, lowlifers, or scammers. Okay? Don't try to fuck everyone that deserves it. Well, fuck me, right?
Like, pick and choose, mate.
Yeah, definitely be selective. Who deserves it up, but in the end backfires to legit people. How does that happen? How does removing people that are using CSGO to profit almost exclusively, doing things that aren't regulated, that need to be reviewed and have legislature in them, you know, well, how is like challenging that a bad thing? And then he says, let's not trigger events that will kill CSGO's community, tours, market views, etc., let alone kill game itself. There's a red line here. Again, it's a red line, Sam. You almost crossed in this video, and you know for which part I'm referring to. Mate, I'll tell you this. I have got a fucking clue, mate.
I don't even know what channel you're referring to. Yeah, at this point.
All I know is the line is red. I'm with you up until that point. After that, mate, it's just you're just vomiting out your face. He's just having a spew out his face.
He's shitting out his mouth.
He's shitting words from his logic hole. So yeah, look, the gambling sites are closing one after the other. Isn't mission accomplished, or what is the case? Other than that, great info.
Cheers, big man.
Cheers, big man. Take it all back, mate. Take it all back. Holy fucking shit, that guy's crazy. What about this one? It's funny how this hacker gave them the log, when in fact it is Jarrett. Who leaked the logs, HLTV confirmed.
The great twin brother of Jarris, yes. The savior, Jarris.
You know how, like, Bender had Flexor? And the only way you could tell him apart, that's Futurama, by the way. Yeah. The only way you could tell him apart with that little beard.
Yeah. Same with Jarris.
Sigh. Flexor. Is that, maybe that's what's going on with Jarris and Jarris. Reference game incredibly on point.
Share these logs. If anyone asks, they weren't from Joris.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Oh, this was a cracker, mate. Dilbo Baggins.
Fucking hero.
what the fuck does this...
This needs its own video.
Oh, yeah. What does this even mean? Twitch lets underage girls show their tits and asses for donations.
Doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. Like, literally doesn't happen, though. But ban people who are actual streamers. Lol, what a joke. Well, they're all streamers, aren't they? What the fuck are you talking about? Twitch is nothing but a pedophilia.
Mate, this comes out of his brain, and he thinks, right, as he's right there, he's like, this is still sound a post, pedophilic, yep, sound money hungry, still sound brothel.
Pedophiliac. Pedophiliac. I don't even know, like. Like, you know, what the fuck is that? A pedophiliac, money-hungry brothel that targets horny kids for donations. Like, holy fucking shit, this guy's... He's out of his fucking god, mate. He's fucking gone, mate.
By the way, also just noticed, quite fitting that his picture is like a massive titted anime bit, or Jessica Negri, one or the other. Yeah. Can't even tell.
Yeah, no problems here, like. No... No cognitive dissonance whatsoever.
He's probably donated to a girl, didn't flash him, and now he's mad.
Yeah, that's probably about it. I think that's about it. Oh, speaking of which, I had a nice surprise today, Sam. I don't know if you remember a few... I think it must have been 5-6 weeks ago. No, it'll be 4, I think. It'll be thereabouts. Anyway, point is, I was checking my PayPal today. And I'm still... sub into that crazy Danish drunk girl.
I cancelled my that nightmare. I knew I'd forget.
Yeah, fuck. So
I always miss that coming up.
She's just had another sub. What was her name again?
Fuck. Who even knows?
I don't know. She was having a meltdown though, wasn't
she? Yeah. Full breakdown.
Pretty good. Next one. Dude, you're honestly a faggot, a loser. You're trying to make a fellow content creator look bad to end up on a YouTube news channel for publicity. Like, leave the drama and keep doing whatever the hell you do. So, I mean, again, that's all over the place, really. So what, like, I'm trying to make drama. It's definitely not drama. Like, drama's like, you know, yeah, they faked a prank video. All prank videos are fake, mate. You know what I mean? Like, cool. You know, that's like a pathetic waste of everybody's time. They have potentially violated FTC regulations and worse. Not drama, see? See what I mean? I imagine this guy sits and watches like the fucking 24-hour news, like, what are these scumbags doing?
Bloody walls, sick of this drama, Sky. Who's bloody, covering.
A mass shooting in my neighborhood. Fucking drama. You know what I mean? Like, it's news. And then keep doing whatever the hell you do. Well, I do a lot of things, and one of them, and quite principally so, obviously, is journalism, which this constitutes. So, are you even still here?
Yeah. Can you not hear me?
No, you've had a mute, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I was drinking some water.
Oh, there you go. I know why you've done it. Because you mute yourself when you drink now, because it sounds like you're deep throating something.
The actual reason is a lot more childish. You want to know what the reason is?
What's the reason?
Because I felt like biting the bottom of the bottle so I can squirt it in my mouth. Because I'm too lazy to take the cap off all the time.
Maybe.
You at me though, mate?
Nah, you're a fucking champ. Yeah, well,
get on with the show.
Yeah, you're a fucking shambles, mate. And FYI, I have no clue who Phantom Lord is. Oh, good. How good of you to determine then that this is just drama. I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to come in and label it as, I want to say drama. So I'm not a fanboy. I just hate YouTube drama. 86 people liked that. 86 people looked at that and said, this is a reasonable comment. So, yeah. God help us all. I like this one. Core, you suck.
Plain and simple.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Something came in the mail today. You suck.
Oh, you suck. I was going to go for the D's logs. D's logs. This is a belter. This is unreal.
Jesus.
Right. Zandig. Jesus! This is unbelievable, guys. Just as an exercise, what you might want to do as you move forward in life, and, you know, I've had to learn this. We all have to learn it. You can never learn it too late. Sometimes type something out, and just before you press enter, maybe just give it a read once or twice. Perhaps even show it to somebody. Just show it to somebody, just in case you're wrecked. Like,
just in case. Just in case you're fucked in the face.
Just in case your feed is absolutely fucked.
And the elevator, you should have seen. I'd just seen you before you posted it, because now it's going to live forever.
I can't even believe this, man. This people need to go to jail. Seriously. This is criminal. More criminal than if you kill someone.
Eight.
Like, definitely ain't. Like, I am not a lawyer, but I'm going to go on record and say that this whole CSGO gambling stuff definitely isn't as bad as murder in any country. Or I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. Like, he's typed it out. I think that this is worse than if that somebody killed me. Yes, that is true. That is true.
Send that out into the public.
Yeah. Right. Fucking hell's bells, mate. It's beyond a joke. So yeah, next time, mate, get a fucking grown up to have a look at what you're typing.
I'll potentially monitor everything you do on the internet from now on.
Dog, this gave me a chuckle, mate. This gave me a chuckle. Justice Along said, "You look like you're about to grab some kids." Got him.
Caddy.
Can I ask, is it the glasses?
I think so. The old man glasses with the lens flare constantly in them. You know what I mean? Gives off that candy vibe.
Yeah, that just glint. Ching. No, I mean, I'm a little bit upset by that one. That hit me right in the face. I can handle having an egghead. Can handle having a big egghead head. A giant head. Can handle all the head stuff. Can handle being bald. Fat. Well, yeah. You look like you're about to grab some kid. How does he know that look, by the way? Does this guy hang around outside of schools to see if anyone else is hanging around outside of schools? He's got that look on his face. He's got that look. No, that look. He's going for them.
Sir, can you move on? No, I'm not the pedo. It's him. Look at his face. He's got the big glasses, the glint in his eyes.
It's just such I don't even know what to make of that. Like, it's just such a... Maybe this guy should join the police force. You know, and then he can put that knowledge to good use. I like this one. This was actually just legitimately funny, I thought. I am well versed in gambling laws and various other lawyerings. Phantom is going to jail. I can also go toe to toe with any lawyer on bird law. Enjoyed that.
How many different things is there to learn about bird law?
Well, I don't know. I imagine it's a very specialist area, you know? I don't know what you do. Like, is it like a bird shits? Is it like humans versus birds? Like a bird shits on your car and you take the bird to court? Or
here defending my client, Mr. Siegel.
Yes, my avian friend here, Mr. Siegel, had a particularly difficult day as he consists on a diet of rotten chips and cigarette ends. This left him with something of a slightly upset tummy, forcing him to produce an incredibly massive runny green shit onto the face of the plaintiff. Yeah. Do you have anything to say in your defense?
Chips. Thanks, Mr. Siegel. No more questions.
Yeah, no, the defense rests. Anyway, this was good. League of Rumble. You banned a friendly personal, as you said. I actually said personable because that's a word.
I used the English language.
Yeah, I used an actual word that described the situation. You used a word that was just a word that sounded a little bit like my word.
That had some of the same letters.
Yeah. You banned a friendly personal, as you said, human from Twitch. I didn't ban him from Twitch. Actually don't have that authority. Don't work for Twitch. Have no authority over Twitch. Have no dominion over Twitch. I stream on Twitch. Certainly don't have the power to ban people. You destroyed his life. I don't know if we can make
still
that
pretty sound at the moment. Still
yeah. And you made so many viewers mad. Well, okay. I suppose we have seen some of them. Why did you just do that? Fuck journalism. Well, you know, I'm sure League of Rumble will stay true to that kind of logical viewpoint. Let's say, for example, I don't know, next time a big company decides to deposit toxins into the water supply and it affects where he lives and, you know, perhaps some of his family members get poisoned and get incredibly sick. If only there was a way the truth about what happened could come out. But obviously, fuck journalism, right? I definitely fuck journalism. Journalism's the problem here.
You have to tweet about it instead.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, if we were to expose those people, they might be personal as well. I wouldn't want to destroy their lives or make so many drinkers mad. So why would I do that? Fuck journalism. A hashtag, I think. I sense a hashtag. Fuck journalism. What have we got here? Oh, this is a good question. What is Sam's purpose?
I mean, I thought people would have known what the word producer means, but apparently that escapes most people's mind. Everything that's on the screen is me. Richard's face is Richard's.
Yeah, I do.
Also, you know, my face. That's not about, you know, 100 other shows before all the ones we've done here. I'm in every one of them. Do it all. Definitely haven't ever spoken those. I do nothing. Mm. But like, definitely just ask on the first one. This Sam guy does nothing in the one video I've seen.
Right, next one. Also, this was from Dimitri. Also, let's not forget that you gambled. Didn't happen. I've never gambled.
The only thing you've ever done is open cases.
I did that once, didn't I?
Yeah. On you got a knife, a rat.
Yeah, I know. I got a knife somehow as well. It was ridiculous. But again, also, just equally, don't really care that much. If I get dropped a case when I play, I'll buy a key and just open it. That's, you know, that's about as deep as the hook goes. And of course, not a big fan of gambling in general, really. When I was at university, I did have, I used to spend a lot of time on fruit machines. And there was one fruit machine in our university bar. It was the Lord of the Rings one. And it was the Lord of the Rings one. And I just sort of, I don't know if I was convinced of this, and whether or not it was true, but I was convinced I had a system and I could generally win on it.
Fucking hell.
I would measure my winnings over the course of a week and I would generally be up. You know, it's like all the little things you learn about a fruit machine. You know, like if you hold nudge while it's spinning, you get the halftime thing, or, you know, and you watch people go up in patterns and then you get an idea roughly when a jackpot's going to hit. I don't know if these were all inventions of the gambling mind.
Some of them are definitely true.
But it was great because it was just like, you know, you'd get up onto the, you know, four, right, which would get you the bonus going up and down, and then Boromir would go, "You carry the fate of us all, little one." Like, he's quite good like that, you know. And then, like, you know, if you ever crapped out, "Fly, you fools," you know, it's pretty good. But yeah, I used to. That was the closest I've ever come to really enjoying gambling. And I was a poor student back then, didn't have a lot of money, and that extra 20 or 30 quid I could rinse out of that machine every week went on, you know, cheap food, tins of beans and that kind of thing. So definitely haven't gambled. You know, never used a site, never placed a bet, because obviously when you work in CS and you know, you're a prominent figure, you know, not my words, you know, you can't. Like, I could be influencing betting. I've always stayed away from it. I just thought, you know, it would be understood that commentators and players and managers and coaches shouldn't bet on the outcomes. It just makes sense to me. You know, so I've literally never done that. So I actually would prefer if we did forget that, because it's fiction. And then he says, "This is why my parents were telling me not to gamble at all. And thank God I listened to them. I would lose so much money. Can't beat a loose instead of a lose.
I think
at this point, is there not an argument that it should just, the word loose should become lose? It would just make things easier, I think.
So many people fuck it up.
Yeah, it's just getting ridiculous now. One thing I don't understand is, when did retarded start being changed into retarded on forums? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, when did that happen?
Know.
Was there like some collective movement? Like one guy misspelled it once, and then everyone was like, "Oh, but he seemed smart. Better start copying." And then it just spread out. Never saw that in like 2006. Maybe it's a sign that, you know,
more people are retarded, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, and Hypes is back again. Richard, you got into someone's personal information and exposed when people shouldn't see. You have no right to get that info that you found. You're a fucking scumbag, and go drink some fucking bleach.
Got him.
Mad got him. So definitely didn't get into anyone's personal information. Made that quite clear at the start of the video that we were sent this by a hacker, that I would never condone hacking, endorse hacking, or engage in hacking. And I have never. And I exposed it when people shouldn't see. Did keep a lot of the vast majority of the logs private, only made the parts that were in the public interest and told the story of what was happening available. You have no right to get that info. I suppose that much is true. I guess I don't have a right to it, but it's definitely in the public interest. You're a fucking scumbag, and go drink some fucking bleach. Well, I'm not going to drink bleach. I think if I was going to kill myself, I definitely wouldn't do it by drinking bleach.
That's a grim way to go.
Yeah, like I don't even understand.
Just
like
torturous pain for some hours while your body just decomposes.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound big.
No, I'm not into that. I think
I think
it would be the old kablamo.
Really? A gun? You're a gun kind of guy?
I mean, I'm kind of torn on it.
I feel more like, I thought you'd be, you know, more...
What, an overdose kind of guy?
Yeah. Sort of beak to the brain kind of guy.
I'll be honest, because you know, you hear a lot about how, like, when you pass away, you go through that massive sort of DMT kind of hit, and I wouldn't want to miss that by destroying my brain. But equally, the idea of like a slow, agonizing, drawn out death doesn't really appeal. So what do I take the risk that a massive release DMT hit is going to somehow draw out your last moments forever, and you exist in an eternity that could be compared to some sort of afterlife-esque experience, okay, from what we know about DMT. And of course, there is no like full scientific evidence to say that you do get a hit of DMT. I mean, it's theorized and speculated and everything. But certainly some people have said they believe this to be true. There's some papers out there about it. So do I risk losing that just to make sure it's quick and painless? It's tough, isn't it?
Or you could just, you know, shoot yourself in the heart.
Practice
makes perfect.
Nah, mate. What is wrong with you? What?
Yeah, that's only about, what's that? 8 seconds, maybe.
What is wrong with you, mate?
What?
Here we are trying to have a serious mate. In the heart, that would wreck.
Yeah, you surely don't want to destroy your brain.
Yeah, doesn't mean. Why not? I'll just blow my leg off and bleed out. Like, what? Well,
heart's a pretty big part of the body, turns out, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yours is pretty big. Right?
Yeah.
He's having a pal. No, the point is, mate, like, that'd kill, like, that. I mean, obviously.
Mate, that's just me eating a cake on a night out. That would be normal.
Wow. Like, what if you miss?
That's what I said, practice, mate. You got, you know,
how
it
do
out.
You practice shooting yourself in the arse?
You know, you go to the doctors, be like, mate, bit of a rather stressing. Can you just get a pen, draw my eyes? Ain't gonna do nothing about it. Just curious.
Why, the doctor's not gonna be like, oh, what's this for, mate?
It's curious, mate.
Nout. Yeah, I mean, you're fucking ill. Like.
Also, have you got any liquid morphine? Just take your edge off while I'm bleeding out for about 8 seconds.
Seriously, bad call, mate. Bad idea. Just, nah, it's not for me, that. Not for me. Yeah, I believe people
should
have...
Well, you said you're going to shoot yourself, so...
In the head!
Yeah, but you said you're going to shoot yourself, can't do both.
People. Like normal people do.
Pussy, take 8 seconds of pain.
Fuck. Like, oh, what's that? I'm going out like a man, straight to the heart.
Oh no, set up a bow, mate, across the room. Have it somehow like activated from your room. Aim the arrow straight at your heart.
I've got you fucking beat, mate. I've got you beat. I'm pretty sure it was a French geezer who did this, right? This is fucking on point. This motherfucker had it sussed. It's one of the best things. Google this, guys. This guy wanted to top himself. Can't remember why. I think he was terminally ill or whatever. And again, by the way, if anyone's interested in my standpoint on that, obviously, if shit's real bad and it's looking real bad, you know, personally, I would elect to hang in there because technology advances so quick. Like, you don't want to fucking... All right, kablamo. Oh, we got the cue up. Fuck. Nightmare scenario, right? So, like, I'd hang on there until it literally was unbearable or until, you know, I was fucked up. But that's just personal choice. And I believe in personal freedom and personal choice. And if you wanted to, you know, people should have the right, in my opinion, to end their lives if things were unbearable for them. That's just one of the things about the human condition. So what this guy did was he made a bed that had a clock-activated guillotine.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that.
That's big. Yeah, right? But then you haven't got your head.
Yeah, but mate, he's asleep. Like, do you know what I mean? No, and you have obviously got your head. Your brain is still your brain. There's no blood and oxygen there, but if the DMT shit's all kicking around, that could be the happy medium, couldn't it? So, like, the guillotine comes down, you're just asleep, whoomph, head off.
How can you sleep? I can't sleep if it's a little bit warm in my room, mate. How the fuck am I supposed to sleep if there's an axe above my head? It's like, any minute now, my head's going to go.
No, but it's not any minute now, is it? You said it for, like, just before you get up.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like Christmas Day, yeah, it is. Oh, I'm going to be killing myself tonight.
Fucking hell.
I better get a nice sleep. Shit Christmas, you
Christmas Day, that
I mean, if you want to die, it's Christmas Day.
Santa's coming. Fucking hell, man. It's your life.
I mean, if you've gotten through the trouble of setting up a guillotine to kill yourself, you probably are quite happy about death.
Yeah, but you just compared it to Christmas, you had a
death Christmas.
Right, let's get off this topic. So the next comment, and this is a big one, right? I love how a guy with only 60k subs and looks like a fat rat.
Yeah. Like Ratatouille, who eats all his food. Like
a fat rat. Making fun of Dingle Derber. I don't think I have ratty features. Do you know what I mean?
I don't even know what ratty features would be.
Yeah, like, you know.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't do that, do I? I don't look like that. I don't sit like that. Well, whatever.
Fat rat.
Oh, now, I will say, Sam had to explain this again to me. So I was like, hey, what the fuck does this mean? Because he says, I'm never going to subscribe to a hook nose. And I was thinking, is it like my nose has been broken a few times from rugby and stuff. So is it, what's wrong with my nose? And then Sam explained that it was an anti-Semitic term.
I know it from the Howard Stern show, mate.
That was really?
Because obviously, like Howard Stern, people just call it all the time, calling them a hook-nosed Jew. So there you go, mate. That's my childhood.
So I'm not Jewish.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's just lost it.
So don't know if anyone should ever really have to disclose that sort of stuff. Well, I'm not Jewish. I remember, actually, I've been accused of being Jewish quite a lot, right?
So what? Accused? Why are you saying this if it's illegal, mate?
No, they're accusing, aren't they?
I know I got blue eyes, mate, but calm down.
No, but you know what? They accuse you of being a Jew. And look, I'm guessing... Right, from his opinion, like, he obviously thinks that's a bad thing. Like, that's why he's saying, I'm never going to subscribe to a Jewish person. I don't know why. You need to take that up with him. But, you know, people have said that about me quite a lot. There was a forum when I used to run my websites back when I was working for Heaven Media, and there was an account, and it was called Richard Jewish instead of Richard Lewis. And they'd put, what are those hair things called? Like the Hasidic Jews?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
I don't know either. Those spinny
locks of hair, yeah.
Yeah, and they did that, and they put an Israeli flag behind it. And in Photoshop, they made my nose a little bit bigger. And that was Richard Jewish. But other than that, it was just a photo of me. It's like, I'm not Jewish. But yeah, so it's been thrown at me before. So I don't get why it upsets so many. But people are weird, mate. Let's have a look. Oh, here we go. Why are you laughing?
Why has he got a picture with his kid, mate? I didn't even notice that. It's just a father and his daughter. Good fucking kill yourself, bitch. How is that happening?
Hopefully that isn't him. Like, he hasn't actually just had a kid. And, like, he's just on YouTube casually telling people to kill himself. So, yeah, go fucking kill yourself, fat bitch. So I think that's a fucking valid question. Like, why? You know, when people tell you to kill yourself, you know, it's why do you want me to do that? Like, why should I do that? Give me your view on it.
Lord can only hope that guy ain't breeding, man.
Well, you know, it's interesting, right? Like, he doesn't explain why he's angry. He doesn't explain why I should kill myself. I mean, maybe he just doesn't like me because I'm a little bit overweight. I mean, I think that's a bit.
You're a fat rat.
Yeah, I'm a fat rat or a fat bitch. You know, but yeah, just go fucking. I mean, he didn't even spell fucking correctly.
Nah.
Like, go fucking with an E. I hate that. I hate that. Right? Like, go fucking kill yourself, you fat bitch. And I'm like, why? And he hasn't replied. I'd really like to get his take on it.
He's coming up with a reason.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He'll get the written paper.
Oh, imagine if he come back with a mass effect. imagine if he made good points. Imagine if you, like, read it and you're like,
fucking hell,
he's got a point here, boys.
Yeah, I am a fat
get
rat.
Get that guillotine, Phil.
Yeah, I am
it's
a fat
Christmas,
boy.
Ma! Fucking hell. Yeah, weird.
Nah, don't worry, I'd shoot you in the heart, mate, to be sound.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
with an arrow.
Just do it. Fucking hell, David Bear six back.
Fuck it, he's ready.
This video is full of bullshit.
Good start.
Yeah, good start, right? Definitely haven't presented any bullshit. Nothing's been falsified. It's all been verified. I think people can now see as well by, like, how much has been released, the sheer volume. This would be an incredible forgery, you know? Not a Phantom Lord fan, okay? Good. But you have commented quite a bit on my channel, yeah, Mr. Dave Basic, for someone who isn't. But now it is a trend to ruin people's lives after two people, Tick Martin and Syndicate, who, by the way, are guilty. Nice of him to determine that. And I think this is an interesting kind of logical leap he's made, that it's wrong for me, in his mind, to present this information to ruin someone's lives, but he can actually just declare someone to be guilty. Doesn't even say what of, by the way. Just like that, and it's fine. After two people lied and scammed many people. That hacker might just be doing this for his own gain. Gain nothing.
Well, he literally said that he was trying to do it for his own gain.
Yeah, exactly. So for the longest period of time, he was trying to gain something, either for blackmail purposes or money purposes. But then, for some reason, decided to give the logs to a known and credible journalist. No money changed hands. He's completely anonymous. And I'm assuming it's a he, to be honest. I have no idea who it is. So, very interesting. I mean, all communication I had was either direct on a dummy Skype account or through a proxy. So, bizarre. That hacker might just be doing this for his own gain. He makes public believe PL is a scammer, and then once hacker steals all the money, PL gets accused of stealing it. So, that is impossible. That's conspiracy theory goes. None of that works. So he makes the public believe PL's a scammer, steals all the money. How's he done that? And why would he need to make the public believe that? To steal the money, just steal the fucking money.
It makes them less likely to give money if they think he's a scammer. Other way around, minimum.
Yeah, and then PL gets accused of stealing it. What the fuck? Like, classic hackers, a classic hacker scam right there. How's that classic? Doesn't even make any sense.
The absolute classic, impossible hacker.
Can you imagine that? Like, cybercrime division at, like, the fucking FBI or whatever. Yeah, so what he did was, he had access to the Skype logs. He was looking. He was trying to blackmail them, trying to skim some off the top for himself, trying to possibly gain access to their PayPal, right? And instead, what he's decided to do is, through a journalist, 6 months after he after the fact, after he stopped being able to gain access to the Skype logs, he's now going to convince everyone publicly that this person is untrustworthy, wreck his flow of income, then steal the money, and then everyone will think that he stole it. And then the other fucking cybercrime expert goes, yep, the oldest trick.
The classic.
The old classic. He's like Jimmy Savile again. So yeah, well, like, Hacker even said he wanted the fucking money. Just by doing that, this entire thing is a huge scam against PL. So that hacker get the money. Wake up. You can't trust hackers. So, you know.
Wake up.
Wake up, mate. I mean, obviously,
wake
you know.
Wake up, sheeple.
Think, I guess no one should tell that guy about WikiLeaks. Sorry, get upset. This was good. You suck. Why are you trying to fuck the other YouTubers to get more subs? Man, you have my dislike.
What? Not the Dez like.
Yeah, no. Kids, time to meet your Uncle Dez. Dez like. But yeah, like, just again, this idea, like, you fuck other YouTubers and you get more subs. Like, generally, it's the other way around, isn't it? You know, like, if you fuck other YouTubers, everyone goes, oh, you know, fucking YouTubers. Let's make YouTube great again. And we all just fucking talk about that. And then everybody tries to petition you to get thrown off fucking YouTube. So actually, drawing attention to myself in that manner would be negative. Keeping you up on my mate.
I'm muted for everyone else, mate. So now you just sound like a man.
When I said that.
No.
Oh, you had a mute, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can hear you. I think it's as well, when you do a yawn, like, because you do such a sharp intake of breath, I never know if you actually yawn, or if it's the palp, where the whole palp. So, please. Right, anyway. It's all fucking fake. Stop. They did nothing wrong. Well, that's
people
sad.
Say that about others as well.
I mean, nothing.
Harambe did nothing wrong.
You're a fucking loser. Ha ha. Causing drama. Care to explain how you managed to get the logs of his Skype chat? Definitely did.
Yeah, we did.
Explain that quite extensively.
30 seconds, yeah.
I think the first thing is actually like the first 5 minutes of the video is a prolonged explanation and disclaimer. So, hacked him. Fake account. Nope, none of those things.
Take note, this guy's name is Kevin. Critical taken, Kevin. He's got two first names and they're both Kevin.
No one in the world is called Kevin. No one is called Kevin.
Because he said it. Kevin.
Do you reckon he just got confused, right? And what happened was, because if you look, he types Kevin, and then it's like XX critical taken XX, and then he got so hung up on the idea of it being symmetrical, because look, he's even got capitalized letters and stuff. He thought, fuck, what's symmetrical to Kevin? And he didn't even write it backwards, so he just did Kevin. I think he just...
Kev.
Yeah, he's like... It would have to be Nivek, wouldn't it?
Kevin Nivek. At least that sounds like a name.
Yeah, it does sound like a name, actually. Certainly more than Kevin. Imagine if he is called Kevin. Literally, like...
Who's fucking... the loser now, Kevin?
Yeah. Dear Mr. Kevin. Yeah, unreal. And then the last one was just, I'm done with YouTube. There's too much gossip now when people get paid for it. So
I will miss your little man gaming, mate.
Oh, it's done. He's done. He's out. See ya.
The OG's out.
Yeah, it sucks, mate. You know, he brought so much to the table.
Never thought I'd see the day where little man put up his cap, mate.
Yeah, just really sad. I don't know what to say. But yeah, just what a fucking, like, it's not gossip, is it? I mean, there is evidence there, right? It's not just a fucking fantasy in my brain. It's not just something I heard when I was down the pub, you know? It's not like we didn't spend a week fucking researching it and making all the dates and times, like, line up, you know, with real life events so we could be like, okay, yeah, these are pretty mustard. It's not like we didn't go out and ask people, yeah, did this happen? Yep, happened. Sounds.
Did happen.
So, a bit weird. And also, you will notice publicly, no one has denied the like. No one has said, well, that's all bullshit, mate. Nobody has said that. So I mean, it's not even why it's still a theory at this stage. I don't know. It's certainly not gossip. But anyway, I think we can probably wrap the video up there, Sam. It was a wonderful cross section. We were very fair and balanced in picking all of the comments, and you can see why we value feedback like that so highly.
Exactly, mate. Before you go, remember you've got a plug to do, bud.
Well, it is. I feel like these plugs are a bit like they are on the overlay. Oh yeah, but we do the radio, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is like really good of us, actually.
Set yourself off some more, mate. Want me to take the bottom two ribs?
I'm gonna, mate. Right, think about it, yeah. Obviously, every time someone watches what we do and it's not on YouTube, it's not monetized, right? And yet, we just put it out there on audio anyway. Two different types, if I remember rightly. Kind pretty of. Cool guy. Pretty cool.
This guy.
It's all right there, Richard. Do it all for the money, of course. That's what we do with the money.
$30.
We keep you in Capri Sun.
Barely.
And whatever else you're into.
Beak.
definitely not in the beak.
Capri Sun and beak.
We definitely don't
a
do
healthy
that.
Diet.
Yeah. So I think we'll wrap it up there. It's been fun. Thanks a lot for watching this one. We're going to be producing more videos, kind of bringing together all of the research and components of all of the gambling stories that we've been sent from lots of people like you. Some people want to remain anonymous, some want to remain credited. We will disseminate all of the information and present it to you in digestible forms. Until then, we will see you on the next video. Bye.